True, the same is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, all over the world, assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from the series of today's special from IRB English Radio. Since we're approaching the days of 40th day of martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, this very show, inshallah, is going to be dedicated to this topic. So, brothers and sisters, once again, I'd like to offer our condolences on martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and his loyal companions.
Standing here alone on a land so far from home, place where angels cry, while little children die. Hussein said goodbye, praying some of them survive the torture and the heat. They come there to watch him leave. They cry out, Hussein, ya Hussein.
Today, Thursday, is the 18th of Safar, 1441 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Mehr, 1398 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of October, 2019 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Dear brothers and sisters, let's bless the show with listening to some verses of the Holy Quran, verses 27 to 30 of chapter Fajr, Surah Al-Fajr, the surah which is known to be Surah Al-Hussein. And these Arba'in days, starting from Ashura and ending in the 40th day of Imam al-Hussein, we have been talking and listening to these verses of Surah al-Fajr. So there must be a connection between these things if we listen carefully.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيتها النفس
To the righteous it will be said, O reassured soul, return to your Lord, well pleased and pleasing to Him. And enter among my righteous servants. And enter my paradise.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran. Dear brothers and sisters, it's time to have a look at these blessed verses of the Holy Quran. The term radiyah, or well pleased, is used because the soul will see that all of the promises of the divine rewards are perfectly true and also so great that they are beyond his imagination. The soul will receive Allah's mercy and grace so much so that he will become utterly delighted. And the word marḍiyya, well-pleasing, is used to mean that his deeds have been contentedly accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
أعظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بيب الأحرار سيد الشهداء أبي عبد الله الحسين وجعلنا من المنتظمين بمصابهم مع إمامهن منصورهن من آل محمد.
The 40th or Arba'een marks an important turning point in the movement of Karbala. This day, which is no less important to the day of Ashura, is important for many reasons. The prime being that the Ahlul Bayt reached the land of Karbala on this day and performed the visitation to Sayyid al-Shahada alayhi salam, and the loyal family and friends who gave their lives for the cause of Islam. Although the historians differ on when this event transpired, some say it was in the same year of the massacre in Karbala in the year 61 after Hijrah, whilst others say it was the following year, 62 after Hijrah. Whatever the case, the atrocities and difficulties which the family of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was put through in the court of Yazid and the long ride to Karbala culminated on the 20th of Safar, on the empty plains of Karbala.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin asta'in. Regarding the great walk to Karbala on Arba'een, it must be indicated that those people who go on pilgrimage to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, especially on foot, they wouldn't experience the hellfire in the world hereafter, simply because they've already shown the devotion to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Great personalities in the Muslim world and especially in the Shiite world have talked about the significance of Arba'een and going on pilgrimage to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on Arba'een. According to Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran, going on pilgrimage to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on foot indicates the pilgrim's mode of reenacting what Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari had performed with regard to going on pilgrimage to the tomb of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on foot. At the same time, other great Shia dignitaries indicate that the Arba'een Great Walk can be symbolized like a great loudspeaker through which people may identify themselves with Imam al-Hussein and introduce Imam al-Hussein to the whole world. Certainly, those people who go on pilgrimage to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in Karbala, especially on foot, they would be in a position to receive both the divine grace and attention
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه والعن وأهلك أعداءه. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Some parts of Ziyarat al-Arba'in.
وأشهد أن الله منجز ما بعده فمهلك من خذله ومعذب من قتله. وأشهد أنك وفيت بعهد الله وجاهدت في سبيله حتى أتاك اليقين.
I also bear witness that Allah shall inevitably fulfill His promises to you, exterminate those who disappointed you. I also bear witness that you fulfill your pledge to Allah and strove hard in His way until death.
فَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ مَنْ قَتَلَ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ مَنْ ظَلَمَ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً سَمِعَتْ بِذَلِكَ فَرَضِيَتْ بِهِ.
So may Allah curse those who slew you, may Allah curse those who wronged you. May Allah curse the people who, when informed about that, were okay with it.
اللهم إني أشهدك أني ولي لمن والى وعدو لمن عادى بأبي أنت وأمي يا ابن رسول الله. أشهد أنك كنت نورا في الأصلاب الشامخة والأرحام المطهرة لم تنجسك الجاهلية بأنجاسها ولم تلبسك المدلهمات من ثيابها.
O Allah, I do ask you to witness for me that I am loyal to those who are loyal to him and enemy of his enemies. May my father and mother be your ransoms, O son of Allah's messenger. I bear witness that you were light in the sublime loins and purified wombs. The impurities of the ignorance era could not subject you to filth, nor could its murky clothes dress you.
As-salamu ala al-Husayn wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn wa ala awlad al-Husayn wa ala ashab al-Husayn.
Arba'een procession and its importance. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam states that the heavens wept over Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam for 40 mornings, rising red and settling red. As we complete 40 days of remembrance of our Imam, we reassert our pledge of obedience and loyalty to him. By performing the ziyarat of Arba'een, we pledge that we will continue to follow the path of justice and righteousness and will reject injustice and speak up against the oppressors of the time. In a sense, we make a promise to continue to mold our lives according to the teaching of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Our Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, "The earth mourns the death of a believer for 40 mornings."
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah.
Dear brothers and sisters, I hope to see all of you, inshallah, on the way of Najaf to Karbala in the Arba'een procession. Okay, till our next show, dear brothers and sisters, I leave you in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
As-salamu ala al-muram. الفاتحة.